Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Jack Saltzgaber. Batting third. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Murphy. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Johnny Murphy. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jocko Conlon. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The second baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Conlon for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Saltzgaber juggles the ball. That's an error on Saltzgaber. Haas moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Hefner reaches second base with a double. Johnny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hopkins for the out. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Murphy covering, for the out. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Evar Swanson now playing right field. Jocko Conlon now playing center field. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber is 0-for-1 in the game. Saltzgaber hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swanson. Saltzgaber reaches second base with a double. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Saltzgaber scores. It's 2-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0-for-1 in the game. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swanson moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to second. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaston takes first base on ball 4. Hopkins moves to third. Majeski moves to second. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0-for-2 in the game. Conlon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hopkins scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Yankees. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Majeski moves to third. Gaston moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Majeski scores. Gaston moves to third. Swanson moves to second. It's Yankees, 2, White Sox, 2. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hefner hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Jack Salzgaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salzgaver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Salzgaver hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Chapman moves to second. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gaston strikes out. There goes Majeski. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Conlon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Majeski moves to third. Conlon moves to second. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Swanson hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Majeski scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoag strikes out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari pinch hits for Don Hefner. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lazzari now playing second base. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Saltzgaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Saltzgaver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Conlon. Saltzgaver reaches second base with a double. Combs moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Conlon. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Combs scores. Saltzgaber scores. It's 4-3, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chapman moves to third. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Majeski strikes out. One out. Ted Lyons pinch hits for Milt Gaston. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Conlon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Lazzari trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Dykes is called out on strikes. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bonura hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-4 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swanson moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Appling strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.